Amen. But I will say this, if there was ever a lesson that needed tables, it's today's lesson. So, you know, just do with your handout what you want. It's hard to write in your lap, but anyway, you got one, because I don't teach without a handout. Y'all know that. I'm kind of crazy about my handouts, but I'm so glad you're here this morning. Thank you for coming. This lesson is going to bless you today, even though we don't have tapes. And I'm real excited about teaching it to you. I didn't know if this morning was going to be good on attendance or bad on attendance, because I know a lot of our ladies are involved in helping with all the preparations for the lunch that's going to happen after church today. Feeding 450 people is a kind of a big thing. But I'm glad you're here. And I'm praying, and I've been praying all week, that God is going to make today's lesson a life-changing lesson. Amen. I pray that for every lesson, but especially this lesson, when we're talking about our prayer life. We've been studying the book, Spiritual Disciplines for the Christian Life. And this book, now we're on our second discipline, which is prayer. And this book is just going to be a little supplement that we're adding to our lesson. He does mention what I'm teaching to you today in the book, Spiritual Disciplines. But then he went and wrote this little book, which really developed his thought on prayer. So I'm so glad you're here this morning. Let's open with a word of prayer. And then we're going to jump right in, because I have to be done 15 minutes early. So I'm going to have to stop when time runs out. So let's pray. Our Father, thank you for this morning. And I'm so praying, Father, that as we are studying these spiritual disciplines, that we are being changed, as we are being challenged to get into your word, to get into your word faithfully, to get into your word deeply, to meditate on it, to memorize it, to hear it, to read it, to study it, to just take it and squeeze everything out of it that's in it. And now as we're thinking about prayer, Father, I pray this morning that this one lesson would truly be a transforming lesson. And I pray that you use it in the lives of our women here and make us into women who pray. I know that's my heart, and I believe that's the heart of every woman sitting in this room, that they really in their hearts want to be a serious prayer warrior. And so, Father, take this lesson and use it in our lives. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to ask a question as I start, and you just answer it in your mind. Okay, do you pray? And I know the answer would be yes. But here's a question I have. Do you really enjoy your prayer time? Do you really relish it? Do you really look forward to it? Or are you constantly thinking, oh my goodness, I need to pray. I need to get in my prayer closet. There are lots I need to pray about. Do you wish you prayed more? And when you do pray, here's the question I want to say. You know, you have these things in your mind you're praying about. Do you tend to pray about the same old things the same old way? You sit down, you're going to pray, and it's the same old things in the same old way. And how does that make you feel about your prayer life? And I know you wouldn't want to admit this, but do you ever just feel like, my prayer life is really boring because I'm saying the same old things about the same old things? But now just think about it with me. When we come to God in prayer, we are actually talking to the most fascinating, the most powerful, the most glorious person in the universe. And we're coming to him in all of his glorious personality, and we are praying about and talking to him about the things that we care the most about. Now, how in the world can it be that we have this amazing privilege of prayer and yet it's boring. That doesn't even seem right, does it? Is it because we really don't care about the people or the matters we're praying about? Absolutely not. We care deeply about the matters we're praying about. Those things are what our worlds revolve around. The problem's not our desire. We really do desire, and I believe this, to be prayer warriors. We really do. Do we need more chairs? Good problem to have this morning. Okay, now, let me find where I was. So, here's where I was, what I was saying. And we're talking about prayer. The problem is not that we don't have a desire to be more prayerful and to pray more powerfully. The problem is, and I want you to write this on your handout, it's our method. It's our method, and I'm going to introduce to you a new method this morning that I'm so excited to share with you out of this little prayer-changing book that, honestly, you can read it in an hour or so in the afternoon. And I'm so glad you're here, because the truth really is this. If you are truly born again, that means the Holy Spirit of God has settled down at home in your hearts. He actually lives in you, the Holy Spirit of God. Now that's a mind-blowing truth in and of itself. Look at 1 Corinthians 6:19. Where do you get that in the Bible, Teresa, that the Holy Spirit lives in me? Well, look at it on your handout. Paul says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. And so when the Holy Spirit moved in your life at salvation, he brought with him his holy nature. He brought all of his holy hungers, all of his holy loves, all of his holy desires. They came right along with him as he moved in and settled into your heart. Now, these are passions we did not have before we were saved. They're new. Now I'm born again. Now I love God's Word. That's a desire I didn't have before I was saved. I have a new love in my heart for fellowshipping with the people of God. I long to know God's Word. That's a new desire I didn't have. I want to grow. I long to obey him. Now, I'm not perfect by any means, but I'm heading in that direction. I'm moving, I'm growing towards Christ's likeness. And even though I'm not perfect, within me is the pulsing of the ever-fresh, evergreen work of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm hoping that as we've been walking through these last 3 weeks in Sunday school, that you've begun in your own personal life to carve out time each day to get into the Word of God. And you've been hearing it preached, and you've been reading it on your own each day, and you've been going deeper as you've studied it. And some of you have told me, I'm really memorizing it. And then I've been teaching the last 2 Sundays on meditation, meditating on it. Now I want to share a very simple method to help you in the discipline of prayer. Because the truth is, we really do believe in prayer. And the Holy Spirit really does prompt us to pray. But because we end up saying the same old things about the same old things, it can seem as though all we do in prayer sometimes is simply heap up just empty phrases. Now just think about people who pray in church. They get up and they say the same prayer. And I read this story about a little boy, and his dad was leading in prayer, and the little boy was mouthing every word. And that's because he had heard his daddy pray so many times, he knew exactly what his daddy was going to say. This drains our motivation from prayer. Now let me say, I think this is a universal problem among Christians in the area of prayer. I think we pray about the same old things, the same old way. What do we pray about? Well, we pray about our family, right? We pray about our future. We pray about our finances. We pray about our work. Or if you're a student, you pray about your schoolwork. You pray about your Christian concerns. Or you pray a lot about the current crisis that you're in. I mean, those are just the places where our hearts live. They don't change. That's where our prayer life is. And so we pray the same old things about the same old things. And it's so very simple, this new thing we're going to look at today. It works for simple-minded people like myself. And it works for geniuses. Do we have any geniuses in here? And it's going to make possible a satisfying prayer life. Teresa, come on. Do you really think that one Sunday school lesson is going to completely transform my whole prayer life? And the answer to that is I really do. I think this lesson really came. It did mine. So what is the simple solution that you're going to present to us this morning that's going to transform our prayer life? I mean, I can't wait to hear it. Well, let's write it down. When you pray through a passage of Scripture, when you pray through a passage of Scripture, particularly a psalm. Now, that probably didn't seem very dramatic, did it? You were expecting something really dramatic. I know you were. You're like, what? That's it, Teresa? You mean that's it? Where should we start in our prayer life? Well, the best place for learning to pray through a passage of Scripture is by praying through the book of Psalms. Now, what does this look like? All right, here's what it looks like. It's simply go through the passage or the psalm. You're going to go verse by verse, line by line, and then write this on your handout. You're going to talk to the Lord about everything that comes to you as you are slowly reading through the Word. You're doing it for the purpose of prayer. Now, here are some instructions to heed, and I think you've got the first one. You're just going to speak to the Lord about everything that comes to you as you're reading His Word. Now, do this even if what comes to your mind has nothing to do with that verse. I mean, you're like, the verse may say, mark out this. And suddenly, Mark, a friend of yours, comes to your mind. Well, certainly that verse didn't have anything to do with Mark, your friend, but it prompted you. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If something comes to your mind that has totally nothing to do with that verse, don't dismiss it. You can pray about everything that occurs to you as you're slowly reading the Word. I'll show you in Philippians 4:8. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in, what's the next word? Everything. In everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Pray about anything and everything. You have permission to even bring the most minute, tiny things to the Lord in prayer. Now, if you don't understand the meaning of the verse, you're like, well, what does that verse mean? Hey, forget it. Go to the next verse. Write that down. If you don't understand the meaning of a verse, just skip it and go to the next verse. Number three, if the meaning of the verse is perfectly clear but nothing comes to mind, just go to the next verse again. Go to the next verse again. And that's it. That's it. That is the method that I'm suggesting to you today. Now let's answer some questions. Why the Psalms? Why the Psalms? Well, I'm going to give you some interesting information. The Psalms were inspired by God for the purpose of being sung to God. They are God's songbook, the songbook of Israel. And in the Psalms, it's as if God said to his people, now I want you to praise me, but the problem is you don't know how to praise me. And that's a big problem. So I'm going to give you the words that you need to give back to me in order to praise me. So God gave the Psalms to us so that we would give the Psalms back to him. No other book of the Bible was inspired for that purpose except for the Psalms. It's a very special book of the Bible. Let's write this down. It gives us the right words as we come before him day after day. You see, the Holy Spirit within me causes me to yearn to praise God. And in the Psalms, write this on your handout, we find praises that are worthy of our glorious God. Now, here is our author's suggestion. He calls it the Psalms of the Day approach. And I put that on your handout. And so what he wants you to do, first of all, is take about 30 seconds to scan 5 Psalms. So write that on your handout. 5 suggested Psalms. And you're going to pick one. There are 150 Psalms in the book of Psalms. So write that on your handout. That divides out, if I have a 30-day month, that divides out to about 5 Psalms a day. Now here's how his plan works. The first Psalm in the list of your 5 would be the Psalm that corresponds with the day of the month. So what is today's date? September 25th. So what Psalm would I start with? Psalm 25. So write that on your handout. That would be my first psalm. And then to get to your second psalm, you would add 30. So what is 25 plus 30? 55. Nobody's wanting to tell that out loud. I don't add it by hand. I really don't. All right, so now we're at Psalm 55. To get your third psalm, you would add another 30, and that would take you to Psalm 85. To get to your fourth option, you would add a 30 to 85, and that would take you to Psalm 115. And then to get to your fifth option, you would add another 30, and that would take you to Psalm 145. Those are your 5 psalms that you would choose from. Now, in your book, on page 91, is a little chart where he's already done all of the math, and it's very simple. You can just have that handy and or keep it in your Bible, that little chart. And then every day you'd say, well, today's the 25th. Here's my options. Now, what about, Teresa, somebody's thinking this. What about the 31st day of the month? What do you do? Well, did you know the longest psalm in the Bible is Psalm 119? And it's the longest chapter in the whole Bible. So you know what? On that day. Chances are you didn't finish Psalm 119 on the day it was assigned. So go back and spend time in Psalm 119. Now, the most important benefit of this plan is it just gives you direction and momentum. And so in the morning, you get up, you're reading your Bible, you're meditating on it. Now it's time for prayer. All you have to do is think, well, what's today's date? And that's going to take me to right where I need to pray. There's a second benefit to this plan. I'm going to regularly and systematically encounter each of the 150 Psalms. Now, write this on your handout because the Psalms are actually like a little Bible. Every doctrine in the Bible is included in the book of Psalms. It's either there in bud or it's in flower, but they're all there. Another reason the Psalms adapt so easily to prayer is this, and let's write this on our handout. God has inspired a psalm for every sigh of the soul. Every sigh of the soul. You're going to find within the Psalms the entire range of human emotion. Exhilaration, frustration, discouragement, guilt, forgiveness, joy, gratitude, dealing with your enemies, contentment, discontentment, you name it, it can all be found in the book of Psalms. But the main reason why the Psalms work so well in prayer is that the very purpose God put them in the Word to us is for us to put them in our words back to Him. Now, of course, let me say this. It is possible to talk to God from any part of the Bible with this message, with this method. Not just the Psalms. This is not a method that just works for Psalms. But I'm challenging you as a Sunday school class for us to start all together with the book of Psalms, and let's begin praying this Psalms method. Now, in the book, he goes into praying in the New Testament letters, praying through the Gospels. He talks about praying through the Old Testament. He gives some tips for that, but I'm going to let you read that on your own because we're short on time this morning. So you do that on your own at home. Now, let's look at an example of what praying this way would look like in the Bible. Now, look on your handout. Just imagine we're praying through Psalm 43. And the very first verse says this, "Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people from the deceitful and unjust man. Deliver me." I'm going to read slowly through that verse. I'm looking at that verse. And then I pray, Lord, would you vindicate? Oh, wait, I'm on the wrong one, aren't I? Did I put that on your handout? No, I decided not to use that one. Go back. For example, say we're praying through Psalm 20. Is that what's on your verse?
25.
Oh, my God. It may be Psalm 20. I'm not sure. Verse 1. May the Lord... I told you, I have no business being your son. I don't even have a brain. Verse 1. Not May 1st. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. That's not on it?
That was page 20.
Here's one.
No, not that one.
Okay.
No, don't get that one out. Look on your... Is it on your handout? Okay. Don't even worry about it. Just listen to this part, because I'm giving you an example, and I'm giving you an example out of Psalm 20. Now we're on the same page. So verse 1 of Psalm 20, which you don't have on your handout, says this, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." That's the first part of that verse, and immediately I say, "Oh Lord, I'm reading this verse. Please answer me today. I'm in trouble. My finances are in trouble. Maybe your body is in trouble. Maybe your children are experiencing trouble. Do you have someone in your world who's in trouble? Do you? Oh, Lord, may you answer me today in the day of trouble. My relationships are in trouble. We're going through troubles in our country. We're experiencing troubles perhaps in our church. God, you have the answers. Would you send the answers? I'm praying about it this morning. I'm praying through this psalm. I'm looking for your answers. I'm yearning to do what you want me to do in this trouble. Oh, answer me today. My eyes are on you. Second half of verse 1 says this. May the name of God, of the God of Jacob, protect you. Oh, Lord, I'm just thinking about your names. I'm running to your names because Miss Teresa taught that lesson, that your name is a strong tower and the righteous can run into it and be safe. You are all of these things for me. Your name is healer. Your name is provider. Your name is my sanctification. Your name is, you make me holy. Your name is, you're my peace. You're my victory. Oh, you are King Jesus. You are the Son of God. I am seated in the heavenly places with you. Your name is a safe place for me. Verse 2 says this. May God send you help from his sanctuary. Lord, thank you. I'm not alone here. I am connected to amazing resources. Would you send help? Because I am your daughter. Help me with my finances. Help me with my children. Help me in my job. Send help today from your sanctuary with the temptations that may come my way today. Temptations to speak unkindly. Temptations to speak falsely. Temptations in a whole world of ways. Please send help from your throne room today. Verse 3 says this. May God remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices. Oh, Lord, yes. I'm offering you sacrifices in prayer this morning. Would you just take my whole life? I'm going to climb up on the altar and I'm going to present myself to you today. I want to be a living and holy sacrifice for you in my life. Make me to be generous in my giving of my time, of my resources, of my spiritual gifts. Make me a blessing to the body of Christ. I may forget times I haven't given, but you remember everything I've ever given, and you have a reward for me. Now, I'm just taking the psalm, and I'm going verse by verse, and I'm making it a prayer. Do you see how simple that is? Now, guess what I just did? I didn't pray the same old things about the same old things. Now, that gives us a little taste. And now we come to a fork in the road in our lesson this morning. One direction is the path that I call information. Information. I've just given you information. But there's another direction that I really want us to take, and that's called transformation. And so at this fork, we decide, well, is this little book going to go on the shelf and on my bedside table? And I'm going to just say, yeah, that's a nice little book, and it's not really going to impact me, or am I going to actually take this and flesh it out in my life? So now is the time for application. And this is where I really need my tables that I don't have. Of all the lessons, this lesson needed tables. Because what is today's date? September 25. I've just given you Psalm 25 in your handout. Now, that psalm is a long psalm, and there's no way you're going to be able to pray through that psalm in 7 minutes, because I'm fixing to give you 7 minutes, and I want you to read through that psalm. Now, when I do this method, I'm telling you, I hadn't missed a day since I read this little book. It's totally transformed my prayer life. I get up in the mornings, I go straight to my chair, and I read through my Bible, and then I pray. And it has transformed my prayer life. And I haven't prayed the same old things about the same old things ever since I started. I'm letting God's word become my words that I'm praying back to him. And as you pray and see, all kinds of things will come to your mind. Just turn it into prayer. There are no rules here. It's not like theologically, I'm not teaching it to you, but I'm letting it be the springboard to stimulate my thinking in the area of prayer. So what I want you to do is start with verse 1. You're going to probably get, you may not even get past verse 1. That's okay. I also gave you an extra piece of paper because I like to write down as I'm praying. But that's totally up to you. That's just what I like to do. I like to jot my thoughts down. And then I can read them. I've got a prayer journal that I've been writing them down in. And that may be a good suggestion for you. Get a notebook. And as you're going through the Psalms, you pick the one you want. You've got an option of 5. And you just read it and let it stimulate you to prayer. So, start with the verse. I'm going to time you. I'm going to give you 7 minutes. Then we're going to come back together. And I'm going to ask some questions. So, go. Verse by verse. Let it stimulate you to pray. All right, stop. 7 minutes is up. You didn't get through, I know. So what you're going to have to do is go home and finish, right? Now, how did it go? As you're reading through the scripture and it's directing you in prayer, did you find sometimes when you try to pray, your mind wanders? But when you're directing your prayer time according to scripture, your mind didn't wander, did it? Did God bring things to your mind? Here's what some people have said, and we don't have time to really let you share, but let me just give you what some people have said. They've said, my mind didn't wander. My prayer was more about God and less about me. The time was too short. It really felt like a real conversation with a real person. The psalm spoke directly to the life situation I'm in right now. I thought more deeply about what the Bible says. I had greater assurance that I was praying God's will. I prayed about things I normally don't pray about. I prayed about the things I normally do pray about, but in a new and different way, and I didn't say the same old things about the same old things. Now, take this method home. You've got the book. I've shared with you the basic premise of the book. I want you to read it. Don't let this be something you're just going to put on the shelf. I want this to transform your life. What if this whole class turned into a real big group of prayer warriors? Amazing. Wouldn't that be amazing? And I'm giving you my testimony. This is just an exciting way to pray. So we have to go, but I wish we had time to hear testimonies. But I want you to share testimony with me as you take this method home and actually begin to implement it in your life. Then I want you to share your testimony with me, okay? And if you want to share in Sunday school class, that would be good too. So if you didn't get a book today because you don't have your money, go ahead and take one. You can pay me later, okay? Let's pray. Time to go. Our Father, our time is just too short. But we thank you for the powerful, amazing truth this morning. And somehow we got it even though we didn't sit around tables. Amazing. But thank you, Lord, for the blessing of prayer. I just confess, I want to be a better prayer warrior. I have this amazing gift of prayer, and yet, why am I not excited about it? Why am I not using it? Why am I not more involved in praying for my world, my family, myself? Father, if we could just be a Sunday school class that prays, amazing things would happen. I pray that you will take this little book, transform us by the simple principles that are in it. And we thank you, Father, for the blessing of being here together. And just bless this whole day as we celebrate our anniversary together. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thank you.